Can you ask Ms. Hawkins to say something so I can test the speakers on my computer? Okay, I'll wait here. Bye.
Testing.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're waiting for more people to join so that we'll have quorum so we can start. So thank you for being on time, and we're waiting. We need our chairs here. And Mr. Green, we still need a couple more people so that we can start. Good afternoon, everyone. Mr. Chair, we're waiting for one more to join, but I had an idea. What if I cover our information about public comments so that we don't cut into our time for Mercy and her presentation?
That sounds great to me. Thank you, Sharon.
Okay, sure. And just a second. Can you let me know when one more joins? So we're going to try to monitor form at the same time. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to October 27th, 2022. Juvenile Justice Coordinating Council's Community Advisory Committee. We thank you for joining us today. Before the roll call, I want to draw your attention to page one of the JJCC agenda that includes instructions on how to submit your information to make a public comment. As indicated on the agenda, please send an email to the JJCC email address that is listed on the JJCC meeting agenda in order to submit your request to make a live or written public comment. Please be sure to include all the requested information. If we have any questions, we'll send a follow-up email requesting any missing information that is needed. If you have questions or experiencing connectivity issues, please contact us by sending an email to the JJCC email address. If you're using your phone and for some reason are unable to send an email from your phone, please call us and we will assist you. I'm going to give out my phone number a couple times to help you. My number is 562-319-7341. We want to ensure we are able to provide you with assistance so you can inform us of the agenda item you wish to address. and we can place you in the order received so we can process your request. To repeat, my phone number, 562-319-7341. Feel free to call during the meeting and someone will answer to help you with your request to be added to those requesting to make a live public comment. We do have a recurring issue of receiving requests for public comments without the requirement of indicating the specific agenda item associated with the request or a telephone number to complete a follow-up contact for the live public comment. When either or both items are missing, we'll send a follow-up email to request the required information that is needed to assist you in making the public comment. Therefore, please stay available and watch your device for a follow-up email from us. Additionally, if you submit a request to speak on more than one agenda item, we'll contact you for the second one and as it appears on the agenda. Please stay near your device for the second item that you've requested. Please be sure to answer the telephone when we call you. There are times when we experience a high volume of emails and our team will respond as soon as possible. These steps and information are intended to assist you in the process of making your public comments. Thank you, Mr. Chair. We now have quorum, so I'm going to go ahead and take the roll call. Mr. Chair, Josh Green.
Here, thank you.
Sorry. Okay, let's see. JJCC Chair Adam Bettino, I don't see him yet. Let's see, nonprofit community-based drug and alcohol provider Juan Navarro.
Yes, present.
All right, nonprofit CBO representative supervisorial district one, Bikilo Ochoa. I don't see him yet. Patricia Song, who's nonprofit CBO supervisorial district two, indicated she may not be able to join through our chair. Nonprofit CBO representative supervisorial district four, Alexis Hernandez.
Here.
Nonprofit CBO supervisorial representative district five, Dr. Nicole Vienna.
Here, I apologize. I don't have my camera on because I'm driving. I got out of court late today, so I am here though.
just be safe driving.
Thank you.
At large committee representative, Dr. Denise Price. She said, she's here, but she told me she might not be able to unmute. I'll try to help her. All right. At large committee representative, Diego Rodriguez.
Okay. Present.
At large committee representative Gloria Janet Gonzalez. Mr. Chair, she indicated she would not be able to join us today. At large committee representative Kent Mendoza. Don't see Kent. And at large committee representative Jeanette Lomelli. I do not see Jeanette Lomelli. Let me see if I can unmute Dr. Price. I'll send her, we sent her a request. All right, so we have six that have responded, and Dr. Price?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, thank you, Dr. Price. All right, Mr. Chair, you have a quorum. That's 7.
Thank you, Sharon. So welcome, everybody. I'm going to apologize in advance. I'm going to move us very quickly through because our first substantive item in the new business portion of the agenda, we have Mercy joining us, Mercy Santora from the JJCC and the chair of the CMJJP subcommittee. Apologies for all the acronyms. And she has to leave early. So, Dr. Price, thanks, Dr. Price. Okay, so very quickly, welcome introductions. Welcome, everybody. I am your chair for today's meeting, and we have all the people who said they were here in the approval. In the introductions. So I'm going to actually, I'm not sure if I need to do anything official, but I'm going to move the approval of the minutes from the last meeting to after our new business item. Sharon, do I need to take a vote on that, or do I have discretion as chair to make that move?
You do. You can just take it up. You're just saying you're taking it out of order, so you still hear it.
Okay. I'll be taking that item out of order, so I'm going to quickly move us from welcome and introductions to item four, new business, and sub-bullet A, the JJCC CMJJP ad hoc subcommittee process update. Very quickly, as a reminder, that is the comprehensive multi-agency juvenile justice plan subcommittee, where those of us on the subcommittee work to update the existing plan, and then the second phase of that work is to review possible funding allocation recommendations and then bring them back to the JJCC for discussion and then approval. So I'm going to now hand it over to Mercy Santora, who has been leading that process for us for her update. All yours, Mercy. Thank you.
All right, Josh. Thank you. Thanks, Sharon, for putting that up on the screen. So just as a for process and for clarification, status. So what we are involved with is we are updating the 23-24. Our committee is Juvenile Justice Coordinating Council. So we wanted to like describe the acronyms because they can be confusing. Comprehensive Multi-Agency Justice Plan. Oftentimes you'll hear it referred to as a CMJJP through our ad hoc committee. So just wanted to kind of explain the acronyms. Many of you already know who we are and the work that we do and that we're a subcommittee of the JJCC. Next slide. And the mission of the Comprehensive Multi-Agency Juvenile Justice Plan, CMJJP, is to improve youth and family wellness and community safety by increasing equitable investments in and access to opportunities to strengthen resiliency and reduce delinquency. So, do you have a next slide? So this group is an ad hoc subcommittee, and we meet during scheduled times of the year in order to not only update the document, the CMJJP that I referred to make sure that it is relevant and consistent with where juvenile justice work is headed today, and with the many changes around reimagining juvenile justice, it's important that this document continuously be updated annually as part of our funding considerations for our program. And the first thing we always start with is actually the review of the CMJJP. So what you see here is membership of the JJCC, the agencies in which they represent, who have convened as a subcommittee to engage in this update of the plan, and then to also use the guidance of the document to actually inform funding decisions, I believe for the 24-25 grant year? Yes. Okay, so we're always planning ahead because our work is crucial and our timeline that we're working on is vital because we're always administering the grant program, monitoring the grant program, and then planning for the next year of the grant program simultaneously. So you see our membership here. And what I wanted to do was just engage you by, you know, letting and reassuring the CAC membership that the subcommittee is very much invested in continuously improving our process of updating the CMJJP, but also making sure that we're interfacing and interacting with your work of your group, you know, which includes looking at the survey and using that to inform need and funding decisions and collaborating with you in that area. But also making sure that as we're reviewing the CMJJP and editing it, that it has you have an opportunity to actually interface with it as well as with the funding recommendations. So as we move through our timeline and process, we'll be checking back in with Josh, and then obviously because Josh obviously serves on the subcommittee, but also checking back in with the CAC to make sure that there's like dialogue and engagement between your group and the JJCC as we make investments in the continuum of care for youth. So some of the work and where we're at right now is we have been working diligently. We started our work back in spring, reviewing the CMJJP for important updates, and we continuously improve the process every year. We're very, very consistent in terms of analyzing areas where there could be greater transparency or communication or clarification and consistency in how we review applications or what information we request in the applications or proposals, rather. How we score proposals and how we consider and line up the proposals against the CMJJP document to make sure that what we're looking at reflects the needs of young people and their families in a collaborative, transparent manner, but also builds and sustains the continuum of care for services. That's our always at the forefront of our thinking. And also, again, recognizing that there's a need for greater transparency in terms of this process, who's involved in the process and how decisions are made. And likewise, there's more information available to us, like through the RAND evaluation and the gap analysis that they provide annually as part of their review of our work, and also as part of their evaluation of the organizations that are receiving funding. So what we've been able to do as a result of the gap analysis is actually improve the CMJJP process so that we take their recommendations and begin to apply ways in which, or the lens by which we look through in making the decision. So I'd share with you that positive youth development is a critical pillar in our work. And we look for programs and ensure the programs that we fund have a positive youth development focus. But we also realize that it's important that now we add more lenses to that work. So making sure that a diversity, equity, and inclusion lens is applied in our thinking and our deliberations, and that we also have a trauma-informed framing to our work, so that when we look at the applications, we want to make sure that the proposals rather reflect in the way that they deliver their services and their programs, those strength-based models to help us ensure the relevancy of the work that's happening with young people and their families. So that we take great care and consideration in our deliberations, and the resources and the evaluation and things that have been offered to us, we do apply. And we do consider the shifting context and the new youth development department that the county has moved forward with in July, and closely monitoring and considering those areas as well too. One of the things that you'll see as a change for this year, as we look at our steps and our timeline in the CMJJP and making our decisions for funding, is that we will update the CAC on the funding recommendations in December, around the same time that they're going to the JJCC. And these funding recommendations will be considered for approval in January. So there's just an opportunity to ask questions, weigh in, and deliver feedback from the CAC to the JJCC when we're making these final funding recommendations. We hadn't previously included this step, but this was something that we had been struggling with in years past, of wanting to create some more connection between the CAC and JJCC. That's an area that you'll expect to hear back from us on that we hadn't previously included in our timeline. So where we're at now is that we have started reviewing proposals. And Sharon, you can remind us how many proposals we're reviewing. I have it in front of me over here.
Top of my head, I think it was 24 or 25 plus information received from the community, which is about three.
So a good amount of proposals are before us, and we're in the process of each group team reporting out what we've learned from the proposals and weighing them against the CMJJP kind of framework I shared with you to ensure consistency. And we'll actually be completing our review process sometime in November. Well, our review and then our recommendation process sometime in November as we prepare in early December to bring forward the CMJJP for approval to the JJCC. So that's where we're at. Our intent is to continue to be more interactive with the CAC as much as we can as we move through our process, and continue to provide these kinds of updates and opportunities to provide report outs and ask questions as well too. So Josh, if there's any, I'll stop there because there's a lot of acronyms here. Just make sure that this information is digested and see if there's anything you would like to add from your lens, and I'll stick around if there's any questions.
Thank you, Mercy. And I think as folks probably saw, some of us on this body are also on that subcommittee, but then there are others who are not. So let me just pause and open it up to see, before Mercy has to step off, if Mercy, if you have to take off, obviously just just leave the meeting. But we'll, some of the rest of us will still be here to, if there are ongoing questions or public comments about this. But maybe I can just open it up to the CAC members if you have questions or feedback, either on the process that that Mercy laid out, which is, you know, an ongoing and evolving process, and then the content. So are there any questions, comments, or thoughts from the CAC members? And I don't actually know if we have hand raise functions, so I can't remember if we have hand raise functions on here. If not, then just unmute yourself if you want to jump in. Okay. I don't see anybody unmuting themselves. And I also, if we can raise our hand, I think you can, but I can't figure out how to do it myself. I don't see anybody trying to jump in. So I think the goal here, as Mercy said, but we are trying to make sure that we are bringing thinking back. And I think one thing to just say is that among the things that we are trying to do is to figure out how to get more substantive information, in particular around the spending allocations, back to this space and to the JJCC. And it is a challenge just because of the amount of time it takes to solicit and then review the submissions with enough prep to be able to share them back. So I just want to note for folks that is an ongoing challenge, one we continue to try to address, but we unfortunately only get one shot at it each year. And then we have to wait till the next year to do it again. So last opportunity, and then I'll check with Sharon to see if there's public comment on this agenda item. I don't see anybody coming off mute, but jump in and come off mute if you have something you'd like to ask or share. Everybody was very satisfied with that presentation, Mercy. Thank you. It was excellent. And then maybe now I'll just turn, Sharon, is there public comment on this item?
Hi, we've received one public comment. We're trying to A or B. And also, I realized after the agenda was sent out that on the agenda, we have 4 and 5 twice. So when we get to the end, sorry about that. But when we get to the end, we'll also call again for 4 and 5, which will be like other matters. But we're trying to determine.
I see.
We don't have an answer yet. So should we do them? Well, I guess we could go to the minutes and then come back if we really need to. Because we don't have an answer yet. Sorry.
Okay. I mean, we could also, I think we can stay on agenda item. Well, there's 2 4s, but the first 4 and move to 4B and take all of the 4 comments together if we end up figuring out that was whichever 4 it was intended for.
That's fine. Let me make sure. I'm going to reach out to Carol to make sure she's, because she would be up next. So let me check.
Okay.
She's in the meeting, but I always like to give them a heads up.
Okay. That'd be great. Thank you, Sharon. Just while we do that, I'll just note and welcome. There's a number of folks who were able to join us after we did roll call. So welcome WG Patamatino, Ken Mendoza, Vakila Ochoa. Now I'm losing track of who else joined since roll call, but welcome to everybody who didn't get a chance to announce yourself.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, all 3. I think that, you know, I've got Mark. So thank you. All right. So I just send an email to Carol. I'm going to see if I can elevate her because she's in the meeting as an attendee.
Great.
I just don't like to mute them without letting them know.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Sharon.
And see if she's ready. Carol, you're now a panelist. Carol, there she is.
Welcome, Carol. Just as context for folks, we're moving on to agenda item for the new business for item B, which is the JJCC consultant, that's Health Management Associates, report back an update on the ad hoc subcommittee's work. And just as a grounding to remind folks that The original idea and request to create this subcommittee emerged from this space, which was a goal to better understand and make more efficient our processes and how the JJCC is able to, I think, both solicit community feedback, but also operate given the number of different spaces and subcommittees that it consists of. And so that work has been ongoing once Carol and her team came on to support, and she can update. I think there's already been one opportunity for them to report back here where there was a good discussion on some of the steps that had been taken in places we were still in progress. And so this is another opportunity for folks who are not on that subcommittee, but who are here today, and also for folks in the attendees to make public comment about it. So I'll turn it over to you, Carol. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. So what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna talk about, I was here a few months ago, I think it was back in May, and I talked about what we were doing and what we were planning on doing. At that point, we had not yet done our process improvement event, but we had done a number of interviews, we had done a survey, and had talked with the people on the governance committee. And what we found, again, as Josh said, the reason that we came on is to look at what were the processes, where could there be some more efficiencies in the process. And I think one of the big questions was how can there be more transparency and how can there be more feedback from community members into this process? And so, again, looked at our processes being followed appropriately. Are we, is the JJCC following the bylaws? Are we following the statute that the JJC was created for? So what we did in July is we had a process improvement event. We were, hoping to get more done, but this is a very large process. And we looked at all of the steps in the creation of the plan, not to really mirror what the CMJJP did, but to see if there were any points where it seemed like there is a lack of, not a lack of transparency, but people who are not really understanding what the process was, what the reason was for that particular step. One thing that we have always heard is that there's not enough time and there's so many meetings. And so really one of our goals was on that day is to look and see, are there things that perhaps are repetitive that can be taken out of the process? So there were a couple of of things that we thought, not that they're going to be taken out of the process, but maybe things that there can be looked at a little bit more. And those are, those are things that are still in discussion. There were some different feelings about that. From there, we looked at the bylaws. Really felt that looking at the bylaws of the JJCC would be a place where some of those questions that people have could be written down and memorialized so that everybody didn't have to count on institutional memory, which, why do we do it this way? Oh, don't worry, we always did it this way. We tried it this other way and it didn't work, and that's why we do it this way. A lot of the time, large groups like this can end up functioning that way, and a way to prevent that from happening is to really have things written down someplace. Now, the bylaws are really meant to be just kind of a skeleton of the rules of the committee. However, we did find that in other counties, when we compared with other counties, that there were places that things could be a little bit more defined. And one of them, for instance, is around subcommittees and how does that communication happen between the subcommittees and the larger JJCC? What are not only the lines of authority, but what are the lines of communication? That's something that we are looking at right now. We pretty much ended our discussion there in the last meeting, and we'll be talking about that some more next meeting. But I think that that is a good place to really be able to define that, have some discussion, and define that. So that's something that is more clear for everybody. So for instance, you know, having each of the subcommittees have an opportunity to report out at each JJCC meeting, rather than trying to get on what could already be a very full agenda. So if there's already space for that, that could be something that could be very helpful in terms of just having some definition around those lines of communication. So those are some things that, again, we're gonna discuss them again. And in the end, HMA, we will just write up a report based on not only our findings, but on the committee about some of the questions about that. Another thing that we have been talking about is just how the JJCC in the past few years, there have been a couple more subcommittees added. Certainly the work of the RBG has been another big body of work that everybody is doing. And so one of the questions was just around, is there enough support for the JJCC? And that's something that we're looking at. And, you know, unfortunately, we end up giving everything to Adam because he's a chair and saying, maybe you could check on this and report back. So Adam has a whole big bunch of things he'll be reporting back on next time. Another thing that we have not really been able to come to some decisions about really is about the CAC. And so the CAC is a Brown Act meeting. One thing that we looked at is, does this have to be a Brown Act meeting? The way that it's defined, it has to be a Brown Act meeting. And so there is going to be more discussion about, are there some additional ways that there can be some feedback, that there can be some opportunity for discussion where people can feel more open? And we actually, I mean, frankly, we have not gotten there yet. It's something that, I mean, you know, Josh and I have talked about this. We really looked at the statute. We looked at the Brown Act to see if there is an easy answer to that. And it seems like not an easy answer to that, but that is sort of next discussion. I think Josh and Adam were gonna report back on that, you know, with some ideas, either next meeting or maybe the meeting after that. So that's where we are right now. I wanna see if anybody has any comments or any questions.
Thank you, Carol. And I want to open it up to the CAC members first. I don't know if there'll be public comment here, but one thing that I would be particularly interested in if CAC members have thoughts is around the role that this space has played and how to either deepen, shift, or if there's a sort of, you know, and I think we did discuss this a bit last time, but the sort of the importance or efficacy of this space. So this space was originally generated as a place for community input to have an easier point of entry, and that could then be where there could be some more open discussion. Folks may remember early on we were able to do some creative things because we were in person, where we could adjourn the meeting for a short period of time, allow people time to speak with their neighbor, and then with no obligation, should you want to bring that conversation back in public comment, you could do so when we reconvene the meeting. That's been much more difficult to achieve in a Zoom world. But I would be interested, I mean, obviously feel free to raise whatever comments and questions folks may have, but I am interested in how folks feel about this space and its value and or role, things that might be helpful for Carol and her team or those of us on the subcommittee as we move forward with recommendations. So, again, I apologize. I don't know if we can raise our hands here, but if you have questions, yes, go ahead, Carol.
No, I just wanted to say, yes, I'd be very interested in that. I think, you know, Josh and I, when we talked about it, it's kind of the only thing that we could come up with is, yeah, maybe go back to in-person meetings. And I know that in-person meetings, of course, are a problem in themselves, but in the Zoom space, that you don't have that opportunity. That was what you did before to be creative, where you would, you know, adjourn and then restart and people would have the opportunity to talk to each other. That seemed like that was really the best idea, because you know, I mean, there is a Brown Act for a reason, right? And so we don't want to go against that. But certainly any ideas that people had, I would like to hear them. And because what we might be able to do is just put those ideas together and then come up with some good recommendations.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
I was wondering, like, if there's a way maybe the timeline can be shifted or changed for this, because it's like it's already October, the end of October is going to be November and then December, in a way that it gives a lot of room, enough room where it's not just, yeah, I just feel like that's still the issue, right? Like, it's always been the issue where there's not a lot of time in between. And if there is, sometimes there is a lot of time in between, but there's not a lot of information being shared in between. So by the time you get to the meeting, it's like you got the information like a week before or 2 weeks before when you had like 3 months that you didn't meet, or a month. You know, I don't know, just maybe like shifting the timeline for next year, like looking at what was the timeline last year for this exact same process, and whether the decisions that were made like on today's, were they made last year at the same time, right? Or were they made earlier, the month before October? So like maybe shifting the timeline like a month before or something like that, if I'm making sense. And maybe because we are, I mean, some other entities already are meeting in person, maybe we should start thinking about some of these meetings should be in person, just because I feel like the engagement and also the accessibility to the public needs to be, we need to do a better job at having more, having this accessible to public. I don't think a lot of people show up because it's like many reasons, right? So I think that I would suggest maybe like looking at the timeline and whether if it can be adjusted for next year or just in general, and just ensuring that, and to make sure that we're getting the best out of these types of meetings, because just feel like we have had the issues, the same issues all the time. And also because sometimes it's hard to log in on Zoom on these things. You know, it took me like almost 10 minutes to log in on this meeting, right? So it's like, and that's not only me, there's other people that probably sometimes struggle. So yeah, just there are things that we, these are basic things that I feel like can be addressed for the future, if we really want to get to some really like, you really want to get engagement from the participants in this committee and real concrete recommendations overall, because I think it's very important what we're doing in this committee, and I think that we got to take it serious too, as far as like how much time we're allowing ourselves to really engage in these topics and actually come up with real concrete recommendations ultimately to serve the young people.
Would that be a timeline in terms of the CMJJP committee presenting on what they're doing, like what? Because that is something that we talked about a lot in the process improvement event, like what could be moved up earlier.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I'm assuming. I think Josh, you probably know more.
Well, I mean, just I think what I'm hearing you say, Kent, is actually something. It's maybe an important thing to recognize. We have talked about in this governance subcommittee, which is to the extent that we can form the CMJJP subcommittee earlier and get some of the, you know, thinking about the comprehensive multi-agency juvenile justice plan, that CMJJP, the guiding document, done earlier. There can be an opportunity for more substantive feedback. We are up against some weird timelines from the solicitation of when we ask folks from it's mostly public sector folks because of the nature of how funding is distributed and done, but and the powers of this body. But it is difficult for them to get requests in earlier than they do. But I think the one potential answer to that, which we've circled around and which Carol named, is a deeper level of capacity to facilitate the receival, the sorting. Right now, Sharon Hawkins, you know, largely single-handedly has to receive all of them, organize them, create the drive, send them out, schedule us all to review them, put us into pairs. And so, and these are like 10 to 12 page applications. So it's a significant amount of paperwork for folks to review. So, so I think it's something we have talked about, Kent. And I think there might be other recommendations that facilitate an even deeper dive into what you're saying. You know, shifting the schedule might require more capacity to lead the meetings and the behind the scenes administrative work of it.
We had also looked at a couple of the steps, and again, they're just recommendations that probably would be looked at more by the CMJJP of are there some steps that maybe are not as necessary, right, to be able to put together the CMJJP, because you always have to weigh what you're talking about, Ken. People want to get involved. They want to have time to get involved. They want to be able to review material so that they can have some meaningful discussion. And then there are a lot of different deadlines and a lot of different tasks that go into creating the CMJJP. So one of them would be look at steps. Another one, as Josh is saying, is just looking at support for the process. And if there is more support for the process, then certainly that is going to slow down, speed up the timeline in specific areas during the year.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks for that, Kent. Are there other questions?
Thanks, Josh and Karen.
Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, Kent. If there's more, please jump in.
I will say thanks. No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, great. Are there other questions that folks have, comments, thoughts? And I did see a hand raise function on mine briefly, and then it disappeared. I don't, that might just be me.
I was troubleshooting it. Even if it's not working, there's only 10 of you. I would think everybody is allowed to unmute themselves. So please unmute yourself to talk.
Thank you, Sharon. Yes, we encourage everybody to speak at once. All right, I'm just going to give a moment or two to see if folks have other questions or comments. Okay, I'm not seeing any. Obviously, folks, please jump in. I'm going to shift us just to ask if there is public comment on this, which is agenda item 4, the 4 that's called new business B, or 4A, since we skipped past that. And Carol, if you do feel like you're able to stay in case there is public comment that we as a chair want to just direct or respond to, I'd love just for you to still be present in the meeting in case there's anything that comes up for you as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll be here for the whole meeting.
Sharon, do we have public comment?
Yes, we have that one that was under 4. So since it's 4A or B, we're just going to call on them, because they're in the meeting as an attendee. So just a moment, we're going to move them to panelists so that we can unmute them.
Thank you.
And how long would you like for the public comments?
2 minutes.
Okay, thanks. Just a minute. We'll bring up the clock, and he's unmuted. So who's our person?
Thank you.
So Rios? George Rios is our person.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. So the moment you start speaking, you have 2 minutes.
I haven't heard any public comments today, and the last time I listened, or the last meeting, I believe there's only 2, and it is disappointing that there are not more community members. I have called in the past, and to be quite honest, it has felt quite useless, and perhaps that is part of the problem. It always seems you only want to hear from younger people on their concerns or the family of the youth in trouble. They are not the full population of Los Angeles. It seems the discussions of the board tend to ignore the comments and concerns unless they come from its preferred group. I'm a taxpayer and voter, as are other community members that have spoken in the past. However, our opinions don't seem to matter to most of the members on this committee. I would like to recommend that a public member be added to this and other committees that are not appointed by city government and not elected by this committee. Thank you.
Thank you for that. And I sounds like there's some agreement in that comment that some clear governance and connection of agenda items would be helpful. So thanks for the comment. Any other comments for us, Sharon? Okay, I think that was a no. You cut out there, but I saw your head shaking. Okay, so what I'm gonna do just very quickly before we move on to the other number 4, which we'll call number 5, which is the, which is titled Other Matters Public Comments, is to just take us back to the approval of the minutes, agenda item 3. The minutes were shared out, and we just need a motion, I believe, to approve the minutes, and then if there's any discussion, we can have it then. And I'm happy to make a motion to approve. Can I get a second?
Second.
Second.
Great. Thank you, Diego. And I saw you, Dr. Price, also seconding with your hand. I think Diego was able to articulate that second. Okay. Any discussion on the minutes? Again, obviously, just unmute yourself if you feel like you'd like to discuss the minutes. Okay, no unmuting and two additional folks on camera. I think that's a further confirmation that we don't have any discussion. So can we move to the vote, Sharon?
You know, I would suggest maybe we should check with Dr. Vienna because she was in the car. She might not be able to unmute herself. So maybe we should just ask her, right?
And I apologize. I also...
I can unmute. I'm listening. I can unmute. I have a picture on my car. Yeah. Thank you for checking in.
Make sure you're all right. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Dr. Vienna. And I actually realized, Sharon, I'm not sure if before we vote, if we should just see if there's public comment on this item before we approve the minutes. Can you say you just checked and there's not?
We do not have any public comment.
Okay, terrific. Can we move to the vote, please?
Of course we can. All right, so our CAC Chair, Josh Green?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, just a minute. Let me stop the vote for a second. We have a written for what item? Oh, okay. So we just received a written public comment for the last agenda item that we just left. So I'm going to send it out late because we just received it. So I'll be sending it to the CAC members. So sorry. Just letting you know right away. All right, thanks. All right. So our second person is our JJCC Chair, Adam Bettino.
Yes.
Nonprofit community-based drug and alcohol provider, Juan Navarro.
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO, Representative Supervisorial District 1, Pichilo Ochoa.
Yes.
Nonprofit CBO, Representative Supervisorial District 2, Patricia Song. She's not with us today. She let us know. Nonprofit CBO, Representative Supervisorial District 4, Alexis Hernandez. Mr. Hernandez. He's having a trouble unmuting. I'll come back. I see he's still in the meeting. All right, nonprofit CBO Representative Supervisor of District 5, Dr. Vienna.
Yes.
At-large Committee Representative Dr. Price.
Yes.
At-large Committee Representative Diego Rodriguez.
Yes.
At-large Committee Representative Gloria Janet Gonzalez was unable to make it today. At-large Committee Representative Kent Mendoza.
Yes.
And at-large Committee Representative Jeanette Lomeli, we haven't seen her today. All right, we have, and Mr. Hernandez, were you able to unmute? Any responses? Mr. Chair, we have 8 yeses, no noes, no abstention, the motion passes.
Great, thank you, Sharon. So with that, I believe we move on to what is listed as 4, but is actually item number 5, other matters, public comments. Are there other matters from the CAC that folks would like to make comment on before we invite public comment? Okay, I see no unmuting indication that there are additional comments. Is there public comment for this item?
No, sir.
No. Okay. This was very efficient. Thank you, everybody, for a quick meeting. Thanks for those who were present and for the comments. Thank you, Carol, and Mercy had to take off, but for being here to share the updates. We will circle back when there's an opportunity, the next opportunity for the CAC to engage. And as well, obviously, those who are on this listserv will also receive the updates when the JJCC is convening around the CMJJP recommendations as well. Thank you, everybody. I think we can adjourn today's meeting.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Sarah. We'll be sending out those written public comments. It's one and we'll be coming. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.